Today's daf is daf Lamedal, the very last daf of Maseches Tamura, and tomorrow we begin Maseches Krisis. So the Mishnah begins at the bottom of Lamed Gimel, and we'll take from there. The Elu Hein HaNikbarim, the following are going to be buried. So they're different. The Mishnah is going to list a whole long list of things that need to be buried, things that are Aser B'Hana need to be buried, and there's a whole list of things that need to be burnt, if it's Aser B'Hana. So the Mishnah begins, Ve'elu Hein HaNikbarim, the following get buried. Kodshim She'pilu, let's say you have an animal that's a mukdashim, and then it had a stillborn. So then the din is you cover. You have to bury that the nafil. Hipilu shilya, let's say let out a shilya to cover. You have to bury that as well. Vishura niskal, an animal that killed a gourd someone, and the din is you have to stone it. So after you stone the animal, you have to bury it. Vegla rufa needs to be buried, and vitzipari mitzora, after they're used, you have to bury it. Viseir nazir, the hair, then he left over, so the hair of the nazir gets buried. Now this is referring to Sar Nazir, even though the pasuk says Sar Nazir gets burnt, this is talking about a situation where the Nazir became Tameh and you have to shave his hair. That doesn't get burnt, that actually gets buried. A Petah Chamor, if you have a Petah Chamor that was never redeemed, it just died, or you did an Arifa to it, you have to bury it. With Basar Bechal, you have Basar Bechal, the din is you have to bury that as well. And there are sources for all this discussed in the Gemara. Now this Gemara, the Gemara in... I think the Mepharshim explained based on the Gemara's in Kedushin. And Chulin Shenishchatu Bezara, if you took a Chulin animal, you brought it to the Zara and you shechted it there, that also requires a Kavura. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara Yisarfu. He argues and says that does not get buried, that actually gets burnt. And the Chayin Chaya Shenishchatu Ba'azara, he agrees as well. He adds as well, if you bring a Chaya into the Azara, we know Chaya, there's no carbon that comes from a Chaya, no carbonos come from a wild animal. So if a person brought a Chaya into the Azara, that also would have a din of burning it, according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's a whole list of those that which required burying. Now the list is Ve'elu Hein HaNisraf, and the following are dinim that require being burnt. And as follows, Chametz Pesach, Yisari, if we know that Chametz on Pesach, you have to burn it. Chuma Tmei, if one has Chuma that became Tamei, has to be burnt as well. The Arla, the first 2 years of a new fruit, for a fruit tree, has to be burnt as well. The Kliyakarim, if you have grapes mixed together with other types of with wheat or with barley, that also the din would be to bury, to burn it rather. That's based on a Mefurish Pasuk. So then the Mishnah says, with regards to Arla Kliyakarim, Eshedarchal Lisrof Yisrof, Veshedarchal Likaver, you cover. So this Mishnah is pointing out, when it comes to Arla and Kilei Kerem, there are certain types of foods and drinks that require being burnt, certain things require being buried. Depends. If it's an item that's food, the normal way you get rid of food is to burn it. So it's Darchan Lissof, if you burn it, you should burn the food if it's Arla, if it's Kilei Kerem. But if it's a drink, if it's a drink that comes from Arla, if it's Mashkin that comes from Kilei Kerem, that din would be the Darach is to bury such stuff, not to burn. You can't burn liquid, you bury liquid. So that's the difference between the Darchan Lissof versus Darchan Likaver. So then the Mishnah says, Malikin Repasu Shemen Shel Chuma. And when doing so, when it comes to one of the things listed in the Mishnah was, you're supposed to burn Chuma Temeah. So in burning Chuma Temeah, you're allowed to use that fuel, you're allowed to use that fire in order to heat up and cook bread or heat up to cook oil. In other words, you're allowed to get Hana while burning the Chuma Temeah.
Only the Kohanim.
Only the Kohanim. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Ka kachim nishanishchatu chutzazman. If you have an animal that's a carbon and you shecht it with the machshava of chutzazmanon or chutzamkomam to eat it either outside the time it's supposed to be eaten or to eat it outside the place where it's supposed to be eaten, the din is hare elu yusarfu. These are also on that list of items that get burnt. Vaiter and Tadaf Lamandala, the Mishnah continues, Ashim Tali. The person has Ashim Tali, which means he wasn't sure if he violated an Aveir or not. He wasn't sure if he's Chayv Chatash or not. It was a suffix whether he ate Chalev, which is Asir Kareis, or Shuma, which is permitted. So he has to bring an Ashim Tali. So let's say he shechted the Ashim Tali, but he didn't, they didn't sprinkle the blood just yet. And then it became apparent to him that he did not sin. So then what do you do with that animal that you just shechted, that Ashim Tali? The din is Yisarf, you have to burn it. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, you cover. He argues and says, by an Ashim Taloi, Shenishchatu, Veno de Shelo Yechta, the din is you have to bury it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah finishes off saying, Chatas Ofa Ba'al Safik, let's say a woman, she had a miscarriage, and you weren't sure what she miscarried, whether it was considered a vlad, she's chayv a chatas, or it wasn't considered a vlad and should be potter. So the din is she brings a chatas of abala savik, but she's not allowed to eat it because it's a savik whether she's chayv in the first place. So they shech the chatas haof, and they do all the sprinkling. So what do you do with the oaf that's remaining? That's normally eaten if it's a case of a vadai, but here she can't eat it because of savik. The din is tisar if you burn the rest of that chatas haof. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yilenu la'ama, you don't burn it, but you put it in the ama. We know there's an ama, there's a little channel, a little canal that went through the base of Mikdash, the Azara, which they placed it in there, and it would just kind of go out, and it was some type of sewage system where it would draw the chatas of out and fertilize all the various fields that were along this path outside the base of Mikdash. And then finally, called nikbarin lo yisarfu, that which requires burial does not require. You're not allowed to burn, or you don't need to burn it. But called nisarfu, that which requires burning lo yikarvu, your person should not bury. It has to be either if it's burying, if it's burning, it should be burning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, imratz lahachmir latzmo velisof as nikbarin rashai. A person chooses to be machmer. We know sreifa is more chamer than kvur. Kvur you just bury. It still exists. It's just under the ground. Burning is mamish getting rid of it, so burning is more of a chumra. So he says that when it comes to nikbarim, you don't have to burn it, but if you want to be machmer and burn it, that which is nikbarim, you're allowed to. And amrulo eino motil lishanos. He says you're not allowed to. We don't want to change everything, and therefore that which is a nikbarim is nikbarim. That which is nisrafim is only nisrafim. Okay, so this ends the long list of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Rami Las Aseir HaNazir Yikavi. The din is that when it comes to the Nazir's hair, you're supposed to bury it. So Rami La Tavi L'Rav Nachman, and Tavi asks Rav Nachman the following Shaila. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Seir HaNazir Yikavi, you're supposed to bury the hair of the Nazir. We're many. When it comes to the Mishnah, Maseches Arla, says, HaOreg Milasit Mitzemer Bechor Babegin. Let's say a person was weaving a cloth of some sort, and there's a certain shear which was the size of the difference, the separation between a finger and the thumb, that length of tzemer that came, wool that came from a bechor, where you can't get hana from that piece of wool, but beged. So now a person sewed it together, he wove it together into the beged. So you don't know where exactly that wool from the bechor is. It's impossible to see. The din is yadalik habeged. You burn the entire beged. And similarly, Miseir Nazir, let's say a piece of hair from the Nazir, or Petacham or Besak, or some of the hair of the donkey was woven together in some type of bag, the din is Yidlak Sak, you have to burn the entire sak here. So here we see, when it comes to Seir Nazir, you have to burn it in the Mishnah Orla, but our Mishnah here in Maseches Timur says you have to bury this Seir Nazir. So what's the halacha? Is it burning or is it burying when it comes to Seir Nazir? So Amar Leir, Rav Nachman responds to Tavi, Kan v'Nazir Tamei, Kan v'Ser Nazir Tahor. Depends whether you're cutting the hair of a Nazir because he's Tamei, now he has to cut his hair and restart the cycle, or perhaps it's a Nazir Tahor who completed his cycle and it's over and he cuts his hair as well. So the din is, when it comes to Nazir Tahor who completes his cycle and he's completely finished, we remove the hair, and the din is to burn it. The Pesukim and Nelson talk about burning the hair when it comes to burning the Shalmei Nazir. When a guy, a Nazir, becomes Tamei, now he has to restart the count again, but by before doing so he needs to cut his hair, then we say bury that hair, and then he has to restart the cycle, the Nazir cycle again. So Amr Lai, so now Tavi responds back to Rav Nachman, Shainis Nazir, fine, you gave me the answer for why. By Nazir, one case is to burn, one case is to bury. But Petachamar Kasher, there's a question, because our Mishnah says Petachamar is in the list of Yikaver, and the Mishnah Maseches Arla says that Petachamar is in the list of that which you get, we burn. That was a case where if the piece of the hair of the Chamar was mixed together, woven in the Beged, you burn the entire Beged. So there he says that you require Sreifa by Petachamar. So what's the answer? Ishtik v'amar lo midi. Rav Nachman did not have an answer for Tavi. So Amar Lei, but then he said, midi shmila chabaha. So he says to Batavi, maybe you heard an answer. I don't know the answer, says Rav Nachman. Maybe you know the answer to this. Amar Lei, hachi, yes, Amar Rav Shesh, I heard from Rav Shesh, yes, the following explanation. Kan besak, kan besera. It depends on whether referring to something that's part of a sack of some sort of bag, or something that's part of the hair, which means what? If it's a din that it's in the bag, became part of the bag, so then the din is you're supposed to burn the whole thing. But if it's a something that's part of just a loose hair, so then the din would be you have to bury it. That's the explanation.
Concerned that somebody will find it and use it. find it buried.
The
sack.
Right, so if it's just a loose hair, so you bury it, no one's going to find it, but if it's
even
part
if
of a...
find it, nobody's going to do anything.
But right, but
fact,
probably that, or it's hard to find one right. strand of hair in the dirt. But if you have a sack and you just bury it, a person might dig it up and say, "Oh, there's a bag." You might use it and might come to get hana from this seir nazir from the petach hamor, and therefore the din is to burn it. So the difference here is about what the hair was used for. That would dictate whether you should burn it or whether you should bury it. Itmar Nami was stated as well. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Kan misak, kan viseir, that's that distinction that we just said. It was quoted in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Amar, kan benazir tar, kan benazir tame. So he explained, at least with regards to the Nazir case, the difference is not how one used the hair of the Nazir, but rather where the hair Nazir came from, whether it's a Nazir tame or it's a Nazir tahor. So then the Gemara asks the following question. Amar lei, so yilivatel beruba. So how come we're saying that this thread of hair from the Petach Hamor or the thread of hair from the Seir Nazir, how can we save the burn the entire baget? Shouldn't we apply the din bitl barov? There's one thread, I don't know how many threads it takes to make clothing, but there's certainly more than rov, you only need two, and therefore there are it could be thousands of threads there, there should be din bitl barov. So why don't we say bitl barov? So Amar Papa, Papa says, bitziporta. So it's where this thread was a very fancy thread. It was made in the shape of a bird of some sort. So it wasn't just stam. We know bit the barov doesn't apply in every single case. If I bit the barov, I have milk that falls into my chillin pot, that's bit the bashishim. That's bit the bashishim. But let's say that milk is very flavorful. No saint tam, so then we say we wouldn't say bitl. Or let's say an egg falls into something. An egg is a davar chashiv or a birya. We have certain times, certain instances where even though the quantity would dictate bitl barov, the quality of the item that fell in would to be too strong, too potent to be bitl. Whether it's because of taste, because it's chashiv, it's because of its value. So here as well, the reason why we don't say bitl barov here is because that thread is somehow fashioned like the image of a bird. It was too chashiv, and therefore one would not apply the din of bitl. So the Gemara says, if it's talking about a case of tziporta, where it's a thread that was shaped and fashioned like a bird, so now you could see where the thread is, so why not lishlefune, undo the beged, take out that thread that was shaped like a bird, and then the rest of it's going to be mutter. Why do you have to burn the entire beged? Just we know, let's say I have a piece of a big pot of meat, and a piece of pig falls in. I can recognize the pig, so I can just take out the pig, and that's it. And then as long as the taste that flows in is batel, I'm allowed to eat the rest of the thing. So if I know where the iser is, I can find the seir chamor, the seir nazir, or the petach chamor, because it looks like a bird, just pull out the thread, and the rest should be mutter. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hamani, who authored the Mishnah, it must be Rabbi Yehudahi, Damar Imratza L'Hachmir Atmo, V'Lisrof Esanik Baran, Rashai. Ein Hanami. You really, if you wanted, you could have taken out the thread and used the rest of it. But Rabbi Yehuda, who said in our Mishnah here, Maseches Temura, author of the Mishnah Arla, and says, if a person wants to be machmir and burn everything, you're allowed to. And therefore, that was talking about a case where he was encouraged to be machmir and burn the entire beged, even though there would have been a lenient approach to just remove it. He was machmir, he was encouraging one to be machmir and burn the whole thing.
But in the case in the original case, it's really impossible.
The original case would be batel. No, not batel. The original case, because you knew the tzipor, you just remove it.
No, there is no tzipor. The original case where you just use some seir to...
Yeah, everyone would agree to that. Even Chacham would agree to that. Yeah.
Would agree that it's just batel.
But we established it's a case where it's not batel, it's chashiv.
Right, where he made a tzura.
Right. So now once it's chashiv, so then why not you remove the tzura? Because Rabbi Yehuda's machmir to burn it. So the Amar Leih, so now Tavi says back to Rav Nachman after explaining this, Kakashalan lishlefune, Rad Mokris lak Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say just to burn anything. He says, don't, like, if you find a hair in the building, he won't say burn down the building. He would say, that's if you can't find it, he would say, if you have to bury it versus burn it, you could burn the whole thing versus burying the whole thing. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if there's another takana to avoid burning it, meaning pull out that thread of the tzipor, he would certainly opt for pulling out the thread. He wouldn't say burn the whole thing just because there's a thread there. That's a very strange response. And the Gemara says, no, hachi kamina. This is what he meant to say. If you're able to pull out that thread, mutav, that's the best approach, and not have to burn the entire bag. That's certainly option one, according to Rabbi Huda. Vim lab, if it's not able to, because you can't locate it, because it's not recognizable, so ok, mirukir Rabbi Huda, they would assume like Rabbi Huda, the mission arla, damer im ratzu lahachmir latmo, lisrof as a nikbar and rashai. You can either bury it, or you can machmir like the shita Rabbi Huda, and burn the entire bag. Okay, fine. The Gemara now quotes in the Mishnah of Elohein and Nisraf, and there's a whole list of items, the Yisuri Hanah, that the din is to burn them. So Amar Mar, Chametz Pesach, Yisarif. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was, if a person finds Chametz on Pesach, the halacha is to burn it. So Sasim Lan Hatana, Kev Yehuda, Damar Ein Bir Chametz Ela Bisreifa. This is machlokas in the mission Maseches Pesachim, how one gets rid of a chametz. Some say you could, crumble it up and throw it into the wind, throw it over the water. Rabbi Huda was very machmir to burn it. Burning is the only way to get rid of a chametz. So he authored the mission that he put the chametz of Pesach on the list here. He must be the one behind this mishnah. Then the Gemara quoted Chuma, Temea, Va'arla. These items we said get burnt. And Haketz, so the Mishnah, I give an example, I already explained what the Mishnah meant, but when it comes to listing that which, the Arla, the Kalei Kerem, that which is Darchan Lisrof Yisrof, that which is Darchan Likavar Yikavar, so what's the Derech to burn, what's the Derech to bury? Haketz, Ochlin Misreifa, Umashkin Bekvura. The Derech is a person trying to get rid of food, you burn it, you burn garbage, we don't do that anymore, probably take it to certain dumpsters, they do burn food, but the best way to get rid of food is burning it. But liquid, you can't burn liquid, so therefore you just bury it and the liquid somehow seeps into the ground. That's the difference between Darchali Kavar versus Darchali Sarif. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Chatas Oof, if a woman wasn't sure if she had a vlad or not, so she brings a Chatas Oof al Asafik. And then after they sprinkle the blood, since she can't eat the Chatas Oof because it's not a Vandai case, the Tanakhama says you're supposed to burn the remaining part of the Chatas Oof, while Rabbi Huda says you Yatilani La'ama, you put it into the Ama, the little canal inside the Beis HaMikdash, and let it just go out and fertilize the fields outside. So Tani, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chatas Oof Haba al Asafek. Yeah, Tilenu La'ama, this is a clear Brisa saying the same thing as the Mishnah. Minatcha Aver, but not only do you place it whole, it's a bird, you cut up in different pieces, for Zarkan La'ama, then you throw it into the little canal, and Miskalgelas Volechas Lanacha Kidron, then it goes out, flushes outside the base of Mikdash into the Nacha Kidron, which was a little stream where people would then draw water from in order to nourish their fields. Then the Mishnah said at the end, "Kol nikbarim lo yisarif, for that which is meant to be buried, you can't burn. That which is meant to be burned, you can't bury. So my time, what's the reason why that which gets burnt, rather is intended to get buried, the din is you can't burn it. Why can't it be machmir and burn it? Mishum de nikbarim, Ephron aser, nisrafim Ephron mutter. Because there's a halacha, there's a nafkamina. That which gets burnt, rather that which is supposed to get buried, if one were to burn the nikbarim, it's also to get hana from those ashes. But that which is nisraf, that which is intended to get burnt, after you burn it, you actually mutter bana. So what's going to happen here is that if I take nikbarim and I burn it, I might think, oh, I could get hana from this. Like other nisrafim, I could get hana from the afer. But the din is, no, the nikbarim that get nisraf, you cannot get hana from that burning. And therefore, because it got confusing, they decided that no one should ever take nikbarim and burn it. So Gemara says, v'nikbarin efren aser, is that really true? If I take nikbarin, if I take, for example, peta basar b'chalav was an example of something nikbarim, and I end up burning it instead, so you're telling me the ashes of that will be in fact aser? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, that dam hanida u'basar hames shenifrachu tahorim. So if the dam nida, or the flesh of a dead body, begin to nifrachu, begin to fall apart, and they become to crumble, and they turn into dirt over time, the din is tahor. It doesn't have a din of dam nida. The din is, as a side point, we're very close to Meseches Nida, the dam nida itself is actually mitame. A woman who sees nida, she's tame. But the dam itself is also mitame something. So the dam nida, let's say, gets to the point where it becomes dry and no, it becomes dirt, or the flesh of a basar, of a dead person, even though a dead person is metame meis, any dirt or dust that comes from it is also tahor. So the Gemara assumes it's tahorin. It says it's tahorin, and now the Gemara makes a jump. My lav tahorin umutarin. So not only do we say the dam nida, or the or the tumas merim, really the mace, there's a din, it's a deraisa to get hanah from a mace. So the person is a flesh of a dead body. That flesh over time becomes to turn to dirt. It turns into dirt. It's no longer tameh. It's tahor. Now Gemara assumes not only is it tahor, but you could use it for hanah. So we see clearly here that that which is supposed to get buried, you're supposed to bury a mace. But over time, the afer of it, the ashes, or the offer, the dirt of it, becomes a mutter b'hana. So here as well, if I take that which is nikbarin, shouldn't the ashes, the dirt remaining, should that also be mutter? And where it says, no. Tahorin vasurin. You're conflating two different halachas. There's the world of Isra and Heter, and there's the world of Tumah v'Tahara. Just because the basar mace, the afar, or the offer of the basar mace is tahor, doesn't mean it's mutter b'hana. There's two different halachas. So it's tahor, yet it still remains asur. So here as well, by the case of nikbarn, the list of items in the Mishnah, they're supposed to bury it, all the afar or the afer will in fact still be asur. So Gemara then says, Masiv Rav Pinchas, or Pinchas asks the following shayla, Ola sa'of shenismatza dama. If you have an ola sa'of, the din is supposed to smear the blood on the mizbeach, and marasa, all the waste inside, the notes of shala and the feathers of it, all that yatsu mide mila. So the din is of a person, he did what he's supposed to do when it comes to the olsa oaf, the din is no longer an isra mi'ila when it comes to this oaf. So my love, yatsu mide mi'ila umutarim. So the din is that it's no longer an isra mi'ila and it's mutter. I mean, even though we know the remaining part of the oaf, you're supposed to go ahead and get rid of it and bury it. But the Mishnah, the Brisa says here, it's yotze midimila and it's mutter. So even though the din is nikbar, you're supposed to bury the remaining part of the oaf, it's still mutter bana. So here's well, when it comes to elu nikbarim, you should be able to get hana from that which remains. Where it says lo, not true. It's yotze midimila vasurim. There's no longer din of mi'ila. A person who eats mi'ila eats chayv a carbon, and there's a real set of isurim there. But no longer mi'ila, but there's still considered a low level of isur hana. So here as well, just because you bury the bas b'chav doesn't mean it's mutter b'hana, it's still going to be asur b'hana. So that's the din. So now we've accepted, the Gemara accepts that which is nikbarin, the efer or the offer is going to be asur b'hana. So now what about the other way around? Nisrafin dehektesh efren mutter. So we also said above that anything that gets burnt, the afer of that which gets burnt is mutter b'hana. So we're going to say now, if a person burns hektesh, the afer is going to be mutter b'hana. Is that really true? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, called nisrafin efren mutter, chutz mi'efer asheira, v'efer shel hektesh, li'olam aser. So even though you're right, all those listed in the Mishnah, all the kol nisrafim, the afer is mutter, there's two exceptions. The asherah tree that gets burnt and the afer of hektesh, those two are always going to be aser. And before the Gemara explains, even though the Mishnah listed, even though the Gemara said it categorically that kol nisrafim, afer on mutter, here we clearly say it's not kol nisrafim. Not true. We have two exceptions. And before the Gemara answers the question, it says, arif hudilo karv lehu v'tani lehu. How come it didn't say asherah and hektesh together? It should have written there in the Bryce here, chutz me'efer asherah the hektesh. How come it says, how come it didn't put them together? Ma'arif hudulo karv lehu v'tani lehu. The reason why they didn't put them together, mishum da'asherah yesh le'betela ba'ovet kochavim, and hektesh ein le'betela lamas. Because there is a chilek between the Efer Asherah and between the Efer of Hektish. I mean, the Mishnah could have said, Chutz me Efer Asherah v'Hektish. Why say Efer Asherah v'Efer Hektish? Why does it say the word Efer twice? They tell me that each halacha, there's a slight, subtle difference. Well, it's a big difference. The Efer of Asherah, an Asherah tree, a person can but mevatel. If you mevatel it, so then it's mutter b'hana. But the afer of a hektesh is never batel, it's asur forever. So there's a chilek between how long the afer is going to be asur v'sheira versus the afer of the hektesh. That being said, however, we go back to the beginning though, katani miya, we have from this brisa that afer hektesh is li'olam asur. How can we say before that kol nisrafim will be mutter b'hana? It's not true. So the Gemara says, Amar Ami bar Chama, kigon dinafa deleika bate hektesh me'aleha. So it's talking about a situation where the fire fell, it wasn't intentional. An accidental fire came upon the atzeh hektesh and the firewood of the hektesh, and came to le'adaman, since they didn't know who lit the fire, There's no one who's going to violate Me'ilah because we don't know who's responsible for this. Therefore, Asurim Ba'ana. The din is that Me'ilah only gets rid of Me'ilah only removes itself when someone's responsible for the Me'ilah. If no one's responsible for the Me'ilah, so then the Hekdesh remains. So when the Mishnah said above, the Braisa said above, that the Afer of Hekdesh is still Usur, that's a case when Hekdesh was burnt Me'aleh, we have no one to say they're responsible for it. So the Isser Me'ilah remained, and there's Isser Hanah that remains. But if a person, we know Reuven burnt the Hekdesh, and Reuven violated Me'ilah, then in a Hanami, the Afer of the Hekdesh would in fact be Mutter. And Rav Shmaya, and finish off the Masechta with the following answer. Rav Shmaya Amar, he says, Chitanya Hamasnisa, when the Braisa taught us that the Afer of the Hekdesh is in fact Usur, it's Betrumas Hadeshin Tanya. It's a special case. I mean, normally, no, it's not a case where just a fire came and burnt the Hekdesh. In a normal case, the Afer of Hekdesh is Mutter. But there's one exception where the Afer of Hekdesh is Usur, which is what the Braisa is referring to. That's a case of Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin, even though you burnt all the Karbanos on top of the Mizbech, and there's ashes remaining on top of the Mizbech, that Trumas Hadeshin remains Usur, as the Braisa tells us, Tanya, the Li'olam Usur. The sign of the Braisa teacher is based in a pasuk. V'samo, it's sama eitzam esbech. You're supposed to place the Trumas Hadeshin when the Kohen takes it off the top. He goes down the ramp and places it right next to the ramp. Sama benachas, he's supposed to place it down benachas in a stationary way. And v'samo, cool, he places all of it over there. V'samo shelo yifazin, he should place it in such a way where the ashes don't disperse, because how they disperse is a concern of Geng Hana. You're supposed to get rid of it in the proper way, because there remains an Isser Hana even on top of the Trumas Hadeshin, even though it had been burnt. So that was the special exception of there being an Isser Hana even after the Hekdesh had been burnt. Hadron lach yesh b'kachum izbech v'slik la maseches t'mura shkoyach mazal tov.
Shkoyach. Okay, never learned.